ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहजातं सहगणा रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साधैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणो ललित श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधकांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रसवानुसुत प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासुंदरैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवत्सल गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कथरश्मद्भगवतं की Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 12. The Perfect Society for Spiritual Classes. Text number 16. Evam Vido Brahmachari Vanaprastho Yatir Gihi Charan Vidita Vijnanah Param Pramadigachati Evam Vido Brahmachari Vana prashto jatiri grihi Charan vidita vijnana Param brahmadi gachati Evam vidita In this way Brahmachari Whether one is a brahmachari, vanaprastha, or one is in the brahma, in the vanaprastha ashrama, yati, or in the sannyas ashram, grihi, or in the grihasa ashram, charan. By practice of self-realization and understanding the absolute truths, vidita vijnana, fully conversant with the science of the absolute truths, Param, the Supreme, Brahma, the Absolute Truth, Adigachati. One can understand. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. By practicing in this way, whether one be in the Brahmachari Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, or Sannyas Ashrama, one must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Lord. For in this way, it is possible to understand the Absolute Truth. Please repeat. By practicing in this way, whether one be in the Brahmachari Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, or Sannyas Ashrama, one must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Lord. For in this way, it is possible to understand the Absolute Truth. Purport. This is the beginning of self-realization. One must first understand how Brahman is present everywhere and how he is acting. This education is called Brahma Jigyasa, and it is the real concern of human life. Without such knowledge, one cannot claim to be a human being. Rather, he remains in the animal kingdom. As it is said, Sa eva goka. Without such knowledge, one is no better than a cow or an ass. That is the end of Sir Papad Purport, the text 16, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 12, entitled The Perfect Society for Spiritual Classes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is mentioned here, evam vidho. By practicing in this way, which way? Practicing in this way, which way? The answer is in the previous verse. Once you realize that in the fire, in the spiritual master, in oneself, and in all living entities, in all circumstances and conditions, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, has simultaneously entered and not entered. He is situated externally and internally as the full controller of everything. The process for self-realization is the same in all the ashrams, because the goal is the same: back home, back to Godhead. Either one is a brahmachari, is a grihastha, is a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. We must all follow the same principle. Chanting 16 minimum and following the photographic principle. It is meant for all the ashramas. Because we are going to the same place. So it is the same process we have to follow. So it is said here, Charan Vidita Vigyana. It is the duty of all human beings to practice the process of self-realization. All human beings must follow the process of self-realization. Animals cannot practice self-realization. The intelligence is not developed to ask about how they are suffering. Why one is forced to experience some things which we don't want to. Animal cannot ask why. But a human being can ask, why am I suffering like this? Then a human being should do. And the process is vidita vijnana. Not just theoretically, but it must be practical. It must be realized. In other words, Krishna consciousness, something tangible, we can feel it. So 11th canto, it is mentioned. A person who is engaged in eating will experience three things. Every muscle of food that will take in to diminish hunger. It will bring satisfaction and nourishment. The same way for a person who is engaged in Christian consciousness, a person who practices in Christian consciousness will also experience three things. Direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Direct. Just like we don't tell somebody, my friend, you have eaten enough, stop. No. Every person knows I have eaten to my full satisfaction. Therefore, I should stop eating from here. Similarly, for those who are in Christian consciousness, practicing Christian consciousness, the rules and regulations are simply foundations to help us do the reality. So direct perception, direct vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be the experience of those who are practicing Krishna consciousness. Direct. Attraction or taste for mundane things are diminishing. Intense greed or desire for Christian consciousness increased. This is three experiences that should be normal existence for a person who is practicing Christian consciousness. Normal. It should be normal. Just like nourishment is normal for a person who is eating. Satisfaction is normal for a person who is eating. The same way, perceiving the Supreme Personality of God is normal for a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness. Having deep attraction, a taste for Krishna consciousness is normal, it should be normal for a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness. And being devoid of taste for sense gratification should be normal for a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness. So therefore the word here, Charan Vidita Vijnana. Then, it is a bona fide process for attaining the Supreme, realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada mentioned the purport here. It is the duty of everyone to go for self-realization. It's the beginning of human life. Atata bigya, Brahma bigya asa. Now that we have gotten a human body, now that we have been given the opportunity for transcending the material existence, we should go for it. We should ask for what is the goal of life. We should go for it. I see my life. If one does not ask for this, sa eva go car, one is not better than a cow, an ass. An ass is a beast of burden. Beast of burden means one suffered unnecessarily. The sufferings of the living entity is unnecessary. Especially for human beings, those who have gotten the opportunity to transcend, suffering is unnecessary. So one must understand how Brahman is present everywhere. Bhagavad Gita location explained that. Sarvata bani padam tat, everywhere are my hands. Everywhere, everywhere. Krishna said, my hands, my feet, pani padam tat, that I spread everywhere. There is nowhere we don't see Krishna. So one can begin to experience the presence of Krishna. We explain the 7th chapter of the Gita. I am the taste of water. That's the beginning of self-realization. I am the light of the sun. I'm the strength of the strong. I'm the ability in man, the intelligence of those who are intelligent. So when Krishna is speaking, Sarvata bani padam tat, everywhere are my hands and my feet, everywhere. There's nowhere Krishna does not exist. The previous words are saying, Krishna is in the atom. Adam tarasta paramano chayan tarastam. Everywhere, in everything, Krishna exists. Therefore, it is illusion, it is ignorance for anyone to think that nobody knows what I am doing. I'm so experienced, very expert, that nobody knows what I'm doing. That's the big illusion. Nobody can say that. And nobody knows what I'm thinking. Nobody knows what I'm doing. That's illusion. There's nothing like that. Sarvata bani padam ta. Sarva akshi. Sarvato akshi. 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 Sarvato akshi. Mukham. Everywhere. My head. My face. Everywhere. You see Krishna's eyes everywhere. You see my eyes everywhere. Everywhere means what? Everywhere. Even what you cannot imagine. Krishna said, my eyes are there. All around. Everywhere. Everywhere. Krishna's eyes. Krishna's head is there. Sarvata srutima loke, everywhere, my ears are everywhere, spread everywhere, in all directions. Krishna has ears everywhere, he has eyes everywhere, he has hands everywhere, he has feet everywhere. Sarvam abhritya tishtati, in this way, the super soul exists, pervading everything. Abhritya tishtati. Avritya means to cover. Avritya means it's open. It's open. It's everywhere. It's not covered. So Krishna said, nothing is covered from my vision. I can see everything. I can hear everything. I can witness everything. Anybody. Anumanta, Upadrasta. I hear everyone. In fact, before anyone think of something, I detect it. You have forgotten? I help you to remember. So Krishna hears and knows everything and everyone. So there's nothing like I'm doing something and nobody knows. I'm speaking something nobody hears. That's illusion. Nothing like that. Everyone is seen and heard by Krishna, by his agent. So he said we should try to understand how Krishna exists in everything and how he's acting in everything. Krishna is detecting how we should go about fulfilling our desires, even the desire which we have. And Krishna gives the facility for us to do that. How Krishna is doing all these things should be the duty of devotees to study. We should try to understand Krishna as acting. As Krishna is acting. So this verse, Sri Sri Mahaprabhu was talking to Advaita Acharya. Do you remember, Advaita, you are disturbed by my teasing you all the time, and you ran away from me to go and stay in Santipur. Let me tell you, I am the supreme personality of God that you called. Do you remember? You were having difficulty understanding this verse, and I came to explain it to you. Do you remember now? Do you remember? Advaita said, yes, now I remember. You didn't tell me before, you were hiding. So now you are telling me, so it's okay. I understand. Look, Krishna has his hands everywhere, his feet everywhere, his face is everywhere, his ears everywhere. It should not be a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. Is it possible? Yes. For Krishna, it is possible. And he demonstrated that. When you look at the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami described that after Lord Krishna killed Akasura, it happens in the morning, and because they have stayed in the womb of Akasura for a long time, when they came out, they were feeling hungry. And Krishna told the cowherd boys, it is time for us to take our lunch. Let us break our fast. Yes, yes. And Krishna was taking the cowherd boys to the bank of Jamuna. As the boys were going with Krishna, all of them had one desire. When we sit for our prasadam, I would like to sit with Krishna face to face. I would not like to sit in a position where I would never see Krishna's face. But when you look at, the picture, when you look at the Krishna taking prasadam with his cowherd boyfriends, you may not see it. But it is there that the cowherd boys, they sat with Krishna, they sat round. It was round. Round means they were, some were sitting at the back of Krishna, some were sitting by the side, some were sitting in the front. And Krishna is not, that time he was not having his body as the body of the universe. If the body is that of the universe, you say, okay, it's so huge, so everybody can see, it will take millions of people in the front. But Krishna was not having that body, he was not manifesting that, he was manifesting his medium form, Krishna's medium form, which is Shyama Sundara. He's a small cowherd boy. So the front of Krishna will not take maybe, how many people? Maybe three? If you are tiny like me, maybe about three people. It can fix in your face. But Krishna was sitting and innumerable cowherd boys were sitting all around him. But all of them had one desire. I will sit in such a way that I will see Krishna eye to eye. And then in this way, I will relish my prasad. I wouldn't like to sit where I'm not see Krishna. Or I will struggle to see Krishna. And prasad would distract my attention from seeing Krishna. So they all sat around Krishna. And Krishna is sitting in the middle. Hare Krishna. Here, Krishna said, Sarvata Pani Padam Tat. How will those who sit in the back will see Krishna face to face? Therefore, Krishna manifesting, confirming that he is the Supreme Person who sees everywhere, his eyes everywhere. Lord Krishna was sitting face to face with everybody. So each cowherd boy was seeing Krishna face to face, directly. No one was sitting at the back of Krishna at that time. Everybody was sitting facing Krishna, eye to eye, and they were enjoying the prasada. That should not be difficult. It should not be difficult. The sun is already doing that. The sun, which is just the energy of Krishna, is already doing that. One sun pervades everything and it covers everything you can see. The sun can see everyone. Similarly, it is not difficult for Krishna, the Supreme Person of God, who is Yogeshwara, to do that. That he was sitting eye to eye with all his cowherd boys' friends, and each of them would see him directly without difficulty to fulfill their desire. Therefore, it is our duty to understand how Krishna is existing in everything, everywhere, how he is performing his activity. This is a feast for devotees. And Bhagavad Gita told us, if we can feast on this, the perfection of our going back to Godhead is guaranteed. A devotee can feast on Krishna's activities. The perfection of going back to God is guaranteed. Because whatever we constantly fix our mind, meditate and think upon, will naturally become that. So you should think of Krishna, hearing about Krishna, his activities and how he is existing in everything, brings one to the level of full Krishna consciousness, where it is not only Krishna that sees devotees everywhere, a devotee now will see Krishna also everywhere. The Krishna will see devotees everywhere, and devotee will see Krishna everywhere. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Our process is available, and we are learning that. Self-realization is what we should study. And for that, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, please go and approach a civilized person who will give you this knowledge. When you have gotten this knowledge, you will see that there's nothing which is different from me. Nothing. All living entities are my part. They are my parcel. They are in me. In other words, when one has gotten the knowledge, our attitude, our approach towards everything will change. We'll react positively to every situation around us. This is self-realization. Without self-realization, God-realization will be difficult. We need self-realization to be able to understand God-consciousness. So it's the beginning of life. And we should take it from the beginning and gradually go to the ultimate perfection of life, which is pure Christian consciousness. Hare Krishna. Comment? Question? Krishna will know. How Krishna knows what is going on in our mind. He is the supreme knower of everything. Krishna is living with us. Living with us in the same place. Not just that he lives with us. As a condition, so I may live with you without understanding what is going on in your mind. As if you tell me or tell someone else. But that is not with Krishna. Before we think of something, Krishna has already detected it. He is one who helps us to remember the things we wanted to do, which we have forgotten because of change of body. It is Krishna who will help us to remember. So he's the supreme, he knows everything. That's his position. He knows everything and everybody. Not sometimes. Always. Always. That's his position. So you think of something, Krishna already knows. Because he helps us to think of it. We have the desire, he will help us to think of it. This is what you are thinking, this is how you can do it. Do it this way. And Krishna will detect. That is his position. So the verse is saying we should know this, how Krishna is doing this. So we can be careful with what we think and how we think. Because they will build our future.
He saved us. When we do something wrong, he's saving us.
When we do something wrong, he also knows. Everything, good or bad, he knows. And he will also reward like that. That is why human beings, the conditions we are perplexed, you see, why we are faced with something we don't want to face. We have forgotten, but Krishna did not forget. So he helped us to, he bring it forward to us. For example, it is very, very easy to borrow money. It's easy to borrow money, but not easy to pay back. To pay back is difficult. So it's very easy to commit sinful activities. But when we get the reaction, we're not easy. We blame God for everything. Why do you give me this? Why not you? The Christian does not make mistakes. Because we deserve it, so he gave it to us. He does not make mistakes. And we cannot bribe him. Yes.
Thank you for your beautiful class, Maharaj. You explained very beautifully how you should see Krishna in everything. And you gave that lovely example about Krishna and the cowboys when they were eating. And so Maharaj, you're a sincerely endeavoring, practicing devotee for a good few years. Could you please explain what is it in us that stops us from seeing Krishna everywhere?
What is stopping us from seeing Krishna?
Yeah, for somebody who's been sincerely endeavoring for many years and practicing nicely, what would it be in them that would stop them from seeing Krishna everywhere?
We have no love for Krishna. There is no love for Krishna. If you have love for something, you will see that thing everywhere. If you love somebody, even since kilometers, thousands and millions of kilometers away, in the mind you will see, you think of that person. You think of that object. Because you have love for that. See how we spend time think about our sense gratification. We think about sense gratification. Sense gratification. So we meditate on that because that is what we have love for. We don't think of Krishna because we have no love for Krishna. If you have love for Krishna, you will think of him 24 hours. So the only thing which is making you not to think of Krishna is there is no love for Krishna. Even if your lovable child is in the hospital and you are in the house or you are working in office, your child is in the hospital. Even while you are working, you are thinking of the child in the hospital. And as soon as you finish a job, you go there. The love is there. If the love is not there, it doesn't exist. Although Krishna is the closest person to us, because the love is not there, we forget him. And now we are trying to practice to develop this love for him. It will take time according to the gravity of our sinful activities performed in the past lives. According to the gravity of our sinful activities we have performed for millions of lifetimes. We are staying in the material world here since time immemorial. It is not because of devotional service. You know, devotional service is keeping here since time immemorial. It is sinful activities is keeping us here. And the result of this sinful activity is huge, like Mount Meru. So if you throw a pin inside 150 kilometers dust, how will you see it? It will be difficult. This is our situation. If you have a dust, 150 kilometers dust, and you put the pin inside, will you see it? It doesn't exist. That is our situation. But devotional service is so powerful a process that it can destroy all this and reveal that gold, that gem, that crest jewel we're looking for, Krishna consciousness. Devotional service is powerful. And this morning we're hearing the quote Jananda Maharaj was reading from Prabhupada's quote. Sadhana. Powerful process. It will take us to that level. And how we practice that, our sadhana, will determine how long we are going to get there. How we practice it. We are practicing chanting 16 rounds from morning till night. Then it will take many years. just sitting around taking some of the devotee from morning till night. So it will take many years to get it. 16 rounds is taking many devotees morning till night, and some till the next day. So that's beyond laziness. Lazy people chant 16 rounds. Lazy people, 16 rounds. Beyond laziness, the 16 rounds will not be completed even till the next day. Then we have a lot of work to do. We have not love for Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, sorry. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, what you say there is, of course, wonderfully said by Brahma himself, that Primajana Shri Kamakarujaniyasana, and when the eyes are loaded with ointment of love,
yes,
then actually one can see Krishna. But to come to this love, of course, it's a long way from that time of reading. And so, in general, there are still idols. There's no question of when we have an idol, then we see Krishna beyond the form of the idol. It requires a whole process to come from an idol to be prepared. That's a long way. And it is not that why cannot I see Krishna. Krishna reveals himself in the course of time, but then I'm reaching out for Krishna, I want to see you. No, when the heart is purified, then Krishna, in fact, the whole process of Raya Jiva, the ultimate issue, is based on revelation. If the Lord comes, he reveals himself. And if he doesn't come to me, well, there's something wrong with me, obviously. I wish.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes?
Hare Krishna, my question is, why all Krishna is existing? All Krishna is existing. In everything, everywhere, both activities, fix on Krishna's activity, he said. Can you give more details of the existence?
Because Krishna exists in you, so you can speak and ask questions. Because Krishna is existing in this body you have. If Krishna is not existing there, you won't speak. You will not hear. So the fact that Krishna, that you can hear, you can speak, you can do something, means Krishna is there. This microphone cannot move from here because Krishna is not existing here. So he cannot speak. But it's existing in your body. So it's a body speaking. And when Krishna leaves there, the body also will stop speaking. You will not see again, will not do anything. So this can help us to see how Krishna exists. We can feel, we can taste, we can do things because Krishna is there along with the jiva. So there's life. If there's no life, if Krishna doesn't exist, it means there's no life. Life means existence. Krishna is Krishna. In this way, Krishna exists, making everything to function. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.